everyone. Turn It Off with Tracy is back. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
And we watched Creepshow, one of my all-time favorite movies. I grew up on this movie.
Are you kidding?
I'm not even going to ask whether you liked this movie, because I know you didn't. But I will explain why I subjected you to it, okay?
I can't wait.
Will you go with me? Okay. Well, the last one we watched was Get Out, mm-hmm. which you said you didn't like it, you didn't enjoy it, but yet you kept asking me about it for a couple days afterwards, which mm-hmm. made me think it at least kind of got under your skin a little, because you mm-hmm. were still thinking about it.
Yep.
So I thought, let's go the other way and watch something that is not going to, like, stick with you. It's just fun. I'm putting in quotes. It's just sort of ghoulish horror comedy fun. It doesn't have any heavy themes or anything. It really is just a goofy horror movie. And that's why I picked it as a purposely different choice than Get Out. Mm-hmm. And I love this movie. I saw it when I was 12. When I was 11, there was a comic book version of it. It came out as a comic book. And it was sold in bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid and my dad used to take me and Susan out, we went to a bookstore after a movie, and I saw this on, like, a table, and I was like, oh, what is this? Creepshow? Oh, my God, this looks so cool. And, of course, my dad would not get it for me, because I'm sure he took one look at it. He's like, no, I'm not getting him this. But Creepshow...
Good decision, Mr. Kelly.
Yeah. Creepshow haunted my dreams until I saw it on cable, and then I saw it on cable, and I've loved it ever since. Because it's just like the comic books I read as a kid, the horror comics. A little more ghouly, a little more gory, but basically those. And so... It's just a whole lot of fun. So there.
Is that what that was?
I'm talking more because I'm afraid to let you have the floor to find out what you're going to say. But all right, let's just get to her. What Creepshow? So, what are your thoughts?
If we went story by story, what was the first one again?
All right. Well, let's do the preamble. The thing with the dad. What mm-hmm. did you think of that?
Well, I think they did a good job with that dad because I wanted to punch him in the face.
Tom Atkins, the great Tom Atkins.
If that little kid hadn't gotten a,
you know who that little kid is?
Mm-mm.
Joe Hill, son of Stephen King.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
He's now an author. He's an author like his dad. But anyway, that's Joe Hill. But Tom Atkins is great at playing real hateful guys. Because, of course, he was in that MASH episode where he's the racist major.
Yes.
So he's terrible in that, too. Mm-hmm. But the first story... Okay, we'll go by story by story. The first story was...
The birthday cake.
Father's Day.
Father's Day cake.
So what do you think of that one?
The most compelling thing about that story was the way... what's his face there lit his cigarettes?
Ed Harris.
Lit the matches. Yeah.
That's a skill. I can't do that. I can't light a match like on the first whoosh. You know.
And he did it with his thumbnail.
Yeah, at one point. Yeah, you got to.
He did it on the stone behind his head, and another one.
We got to see him disco dancing too. Ed Harris disco dancing.
Mm. Yeah. So, like I said, the matches, the most compelling part.
Okay. I mean, it's just a real straightforward story of gory revenge. I mean, there's no real twist to it. It's just the monster comes alive and kills everybody.
The revenge was gotten by the jerk, which is right.
Yeah, it's a weird. The thing about Creepshow, it's written by Stephen King, as you know, mm-hmm. and it was directed by George Romero, who did Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead and a lot of other great horror movies. It's their version of the EC comics of the 1950s, which were Tales from the Crypt and the Vault of Horror and all these comics that were banned at the time because they were considered too violent for kids and they were like rotting kids' brains and stuff. And so this is like their tribute to those kinds of comics. And generally, EC comics were morality tales where people who did horrible things then got the whammy put on them for it. That story is not quite that because obviously the family's kind of crude though. I mean, they're really, you know, I don't know if they deserve to have their heads torn off or anything, but they're a little unfeeling about their grandfather being murdered. It's about a body that comes back to life. So there's no point in trying to figure out the explanation, but we do see the woman, Aunt Bedelia, mm-hmm. drop her whiskey on the grave, and that's like a thing in like cultures that the whiskey will regenerate. Like,
it brings really?
Like that's why in Gross Point Blank, mm-hmm. when Martin Blank pours out the bottle of liquor on his dad's grave, that's kind of like a mm-hmm. everlasting life kind of thing. So if you want to have an explanation,
I thought that just meant he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So he was giving him his, you know.
So anyway, that was the first. You didn't wasn't a huge fan of that one.
No,
it's my It's my least favorite. My least favorite is the next one, The Lonesome Death of Geordie Verrill.
Oh, that was, yeah, no.
You didn't like that one either?
No.
Because it's too silly?
I thought it was kind of mean-spirited towards...
Poor Geordie,
yes. I thought
it was... just a dumb guy, yeah.
Cartoonishly exaggerated. And
very much so, yeah.
Stereotyping of, you know, a yokel. And there are plenty of smart yokels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just happen to be country folk.
But he's not unsympathetic. Like, I think he's sympathetic. Yeah, I mean, he's not smart, but it's sympathetic. Like, you feel bad for him. He didn't do anything wrong.
I think they're making fun of him the whole
time. You
thought
so?
I thought it was in a mean way.
It's definitely the least, the story every, people who love Creepshow are universally say this is the least of the five stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the most comedic. Stephen King is not a great actor. No. In particular. And it has such a sad ending because the poor guy blows his own head off.
Yeah.
And he turns into a moss creature. So, okay. All right. And then the third one, Something to Tide You Over.
That
Ted Danson.
A little more compelling.
Okay.
Until
the very end, it's really just like a murder mystery. It's like a Perry Mason episode or something until the very end.
Yeah. So that was, I guess, probably that was the... my opinion, the best one of the group.
Okay. Interesting seeing Ted Danson.
I find myself wondering, why does Leslie Nielsen hate Ted Danson so much?
Mm-hmm.
It must be because of his hair, you know.
Right. Everybody's jealous of Ted Danson.
Right?
But he's cheating on his wife. He's trying to take his wife from him, and he can't tolerate that. I mean, he says,
You know, it's like that. Well, obviously, my only choice is to kill both of them.
Yes. Is to construct this incredibly crazy, circuitous plan and all those other kind
and
of stuff.
And in a matter of speaking, genius, because a private beach, who's going to find them, you know?
Yeah, he's really, technologically...
But they had the last laugh.
They had the last laugh. See, now that's more like an EC story, because that's the morality tale of he murders those people and then he gets, you know, his comeuppance at their own hands, of course. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad story, though, because I mean, they're dead, too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's a lot of mean people in these movies. So the fourth one is The Crate, which is my favorite. I love The Crate. It's Adrian Barbeau, first of all, one of my childhood crushes. And she's so funny in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's just great, Henry. I love her. She's just so great. Hal Holbrook, great. Fritz Weaver, great. As I told you, my friend Doug Slack from childhood, he never tired of... He wanted to measure the bite marks. I guess he got his chance. Doug never tires of that. What did you think of that one? Not compelling at all?
Not really. Although Adrienne Barbeau did a good job of being really annoying because I was happy to see her get eaten by the
Fluffy. They call it Fluffy.
That's his character name?
Yeah. the character has gone on to be called Fluffy.
Okay.
They're not actually calling that in the movie at any point.
Okay. Yeah, to me, you know, he was from the Arctic or the Antarctic, which...
Arctic Exposition. Expedition.
So, to me, he's an abominable snowman.
Yes.
And
he's furry.
He looks a little bit like the one in Rudolph. Except the one in
the Bumble, yeah.
Rudolph abominable snowman is white, which makes perfect sense, because you would want to blend in with the snow.
Right.
Especially when you're that big. But this one seemed to be brown... And, you know, that's probably why he got caught in the first place.
Maybe. He's been in that box a long time.
Didn't he seem bigger than the crate?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was that.
I like that it addresses the whole idea of how much could it eat? Like, where did those people literally go? Like, the creature's only so big. How could it literally ingest three humans? Like, where did that material go?
At the very least, that critter ate 400 pounds worth of people.
Right. And Hal Holbrook is able to...
And Hal Holbrook got that crate into his car and out of his car.
By himself.
And into the quarry by himself.
Yeah.
Hal Holbrook. Superman.
Strong guy. Yeah. No, I love... I know you don't hold this movie in any regard because we tried to watch it and you couldn't get through it, but... of course, in the movie The Thing, they are on an Arctic expedition, and this crate is marked Arctic Expedition, and on the side of the crate, the word carpenter is on the side, and that's the director of the thing. So most people assume it's a slight nod to John Carpenter's thing.
Okay. That
this is maybe, you know.
That makes sense.
But anyway, I love The Crate. I could have watched, like, I think The Crate is a perfect little story, but I would also been like, I could have seen a whole movie of The Crate if they decided to do it. I just think it's such a compelling idea that there's this expedition, and it was, this creature was buried under the stairs for 150 years and just forgotten about. Like, I just love that whole idea. I thought it was great.
He's apparently hibernating in a climate much warmer than the one he's accustomed to.
Yes. Yeah, well, none of it, you know, I mean, yeah, what did he live off of for 150 years?
Apparently oxygen, if that.
Yes. And then, of course, it's got a great button of an ending where he gets free. So you're like, oh, it's going to happen. Fluffy going to come back and kill Hal Holbrook and Fritz Weaver?
He probably doesn't know where they live.
Probably not.
Although maybe he has a great sense of smell.
Maybe.
I think he's more of a taste guy because his mouth seems to be the biggest thing
on him.
Yeah. Whole
lot of teeth. The thing where Adrian Barbeau says, you're no good at making money. Like, see the house they have? They have a really nice house. Mm-hmm. Like, what's she talking about? You know? Like, I don't know. It's unfair to poor Henry.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love The Crate.
Yeah,
The Crate is my favorite thing.
And you know, anything to shut her up, so.
Yeah. Like her milk and whiskey drink.
Oh, that reminded me of Uncle Joe. He was one of my favorites.
God, that looks awful. Milk and whiskey. Oh.
I didn't think anybody else ever drank milk and whiskey. I thought that was his specific drink. So that was kind of cool.
There you go. Something from Uncle Joe. And then the final story is they're creeping up on you, which you had to tune out. You didn't turn the movie. You didn't ask me to turn the movie off.
No.
But you did look away from the screen once the bugs started really popping up.
Oh, they make me feel gaggy.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that was the idea. So, yeah, I would imagine, I mentioned to you that they offered it to Max von Sydow and he turned it down. Like, well, why would he do it? Here's a whole movie where you run around with bugs. We were going to drop bugs on you. Like, why would I want to do that? Like, you know, I'll go take a vacation somewhere. Why don't go sit on a beach for 2 weeks instead of... So, but E.G. Marshall, I guess, decided what the hell. It'd be fun to do.
Oh, he must be a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had an entomology class, and I went to one lab that involved things with cockroaches that...
These were some big bugs, too. They found some mighty-sized cockroaches.
Nobody should ever touch a cockroach.
Yeah, they're nasty.
And after the lab, I went about a mile and a half back to my apartment, took a shower, and then a mile and a half back to campus to drop the class.
We had bugs in our second-year apartment at Cubert, and that was... I would turn the light on in the morning, and they would all scatter. It was awful. Absolutely. Yeah. We used to... And the other guys at the other apartment, they had a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have these sort of philosophical debates. What's worse, one mouse or a ton of cockroaches?
Ton of cockroaches.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because it was like, well, there's a lot of them. One mouse is just one mouse. And the mouse
there's
is...
There's more of them, but you don't see
them. Well, but I mean, yeah, it was awful. So.
Yeah, no, cockroaches, by far.
And then the movie ends with the kid getting revenge on his dad, which is kind of a dark ending. Kid stabs his father to death, but the dad was a dick. He threw away his comic books.
Mm-hmm.
My dad never threw away mine, just saying. So,
And that is why your dad doesn't get stabbing pains
from
the voodoo doll, because you didn't have to order a voodoo doll.
Good relationship with my parents. They would never have let me get Creepshow the comic book, but... They didn't throw away my comics, even my horror comics, because they didn't look that closely on them. So, were any of these things scary? You jumped a little bit during Father's Day when the guy comes out of the
ground. Father's Day had a bunch of jumps. Yeah, and you're going to pay for that. So.
Okay, fair. I'm accepting that. That's okay. I'm suffering from my art. Was any of it scary? Like, you know?
The bugs were just freaking gross.
Right.
So if you want to call it, yeah, that's scary. The first one was jump scary.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was just, like, that's the...
Geordie Verrill. It's almost entirely comedy with just a slight bit of horror.
Yeah, sci-fi, I guess.
Yeah.
The third one, the Ted Danson, Leslie Nielsen one, Tide.
Something to Tide You Over.
Something to Tide You Over. That was scary in the sense that, you know, somebody would kill somebody, and it was like a really mean way of doing it. Not like Nina Servina on The Americans. Yes. It'll happen soon. Boom.
Yeah, and they just kill. Oh, spoiler alert for the Americans, everybody. Sorry. In case you watch.
We made no promises.
We made no promises. It's funny because there's like this whole thing of horror now, which they call torture porn, which is like kind of all about people being tortured. And yeah. And there's this whole series of movies called the Saw movies, where it's like this. The main villain is a guy named Jigsaw who basically puts people in these death traps. And the whole movie is just sort of like watching people struggle. Leslie Nielsen's way ahead of Jigsaw because he's got a whole thing. He's got like, he's videotaping
and you
the
can
woman.
Watch each other on TV.
Yeah, pretty.
As you each die. Nice.
That scene with Ted Danson's head fully underwater, that makes me nervous because I'm like, it's a movie. Like, how did they do, like,
right?
I would be scared to have my head underwater, even for a movie, because I'd be like, what happens if somebody screws up? Because his head is fully underwater. You see the bubble shoot out of his nose and
stuff. I'm going to bet they had somebody with an oxygen. Although, wouldn't there be water in the mask if they put the mask
over his nose? And people make mistakes.
Oh, but they're bites. They're bites. So I bet they had somebody with an oxygen. I'd
still be scared.
You know, like a scuba diving thing?
Oh, obviously, because Ted Danson lived for many decades afterwards.
It was such a tight shot on his head that it wasn't like, you know, it was...
Right, there's probably a guy right off camera. I would still be scared, though, to be in a tank where my arms are subdued. That would just be scary to me. So, this is very frightening. But I'm always... Drowning is a big fear of mine, so...
It's because you can't swim.
That's right. Yes, I admit it, everybody. I know how to swim. Thank you for mentioning that.
Now you know Rob's shame.
Yeah. They all know my shame at this point. I've been doing a lot of these shows. So was the crate scary at all?
Yeah. We all knew that Adrian Barbeau was going to get it from the start.
Right. I mean, he's dreaming of killing her.
Yeah. I could appreciate that because so was I. It had some jump scares.
Okay. And then you said the bug one was just...
Disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't watch that.
So, you didn't enjoy this at all?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Did you think I was going to?
I don't know. Look, I think the ship has sailed about you enjoying any of these movies anymore. Mm-hmm. I have another movie on tap, which...
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we're not going to watch it tonight, obviously. I know we're going to have to watch, like, you know, Heidi or something tonight to, you know. But I'll vary it up. The movie I have for the next one is a lot different. A lot different, so... But no, I didn't think you would like this. But I don't know. I was just sort of interested in what your reaction was. Because as I said, it's this movie's not at all heavy. It's just goofy... horror fun, and if you like that kind of stuff, then this is. I don't know anybody of my age who doesn't love this movie. It's a beloved movie to people my age who grew up on it. And when I was in high school, we had to do an art project where I forget what the gist of it was, but it was something like design some sort of like advertising display, and I made a mini standee for Creepshow as if you were selling it on VHS, and I cut it out of cardboard, and I drew all this original artwork, and I drew panels representing all the stories in marker, and I even built a little holder to put the videotape in, and I even put a sticker at the bottom of the thing that no one would see unless you peered all the way in, and it would say, "Help, I'm trapped down here." I really went to town on it. I wish I still had photos of it. It was terrible because I drew it when I was like 16, but it was done with love because I love Creepshow so much. I just think it's just such a fun movie, and I love the colors. I love when, you know, it looks like a comic book. It's these head, you know, bright blues and bright reds and bright greens.
And that to me, that it made everything less scary and was more like, this is just goofy.
That's partly why I showed it to you, because I was trying to make it less intense, because Get Out was intense.
Get Out was way intense.
Right, so that's why I was trying to change it up a little. It's just give you something that's just sort of again, silly, which Creepshow is. But it's done with a lot of style and a lot of fun. And so that's why, like I said, yeah, I love this movie. I've seen it hundreds of times at this point. So.
Hmm.
Yep.
1800s?
Yeah, probably. Over the year, over the... I mean, I've been watching it since, like, 1983, so...
Holy crow.
I haven't. Oh, I listen to it. I've listened to it a lot at work.
How many hours is that?
When I used to listen to movies at work, I would listen to it a lot at work. It's a fun movie to listen to. I know. You're thinking... She's looking like I'm looking at me like I'm nuts, people. That's me. Well, anything else you want to say about Creepshow? Well, first of all, there. In case you're asking, yes, we can watch it again because I own it on iTunes.
Oh.
And yes, there's Creepshow 2.
Really?
Which is really not really worth watching. There's only 3 stories. 2 of them are...
Oh, so 1 is the good one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Although there's a story in the second one called
to wrap my head around that.
Stop it. There's a story in the second one called The Raft, which is great. And then the other 2 stories are kind of eh. Mm-hmm. So, and they've been talking about making a 3rd one for decades, but they've never really gotten around to it. So, yeah.
Imagine that.
Yep. That's Creepshow. It's fun. Fun stuff.
Okay. Did the fun start yet?
Oh, now. Anyway, I appreciate you watching this. I kind of knew that you wouldn't necessarily find this all that fun, but we had some popcorn.
We had popcorn. So that was had.
There's that. So, okay. Well, I guess that's really it. Like I said, we're going to do we'll do another one in a couple of weeks where I'm going to show you something very different than Creepshow. But I really did want to. I think I've shown you virtually all the movies from my horror childhood. I've shown you The Thing. I've shown you Creepshow. We haven't watched Twilight Zone, the movie, yet. That's another anthology. But the Creepshow and The Thing are like the 2. Oh, and Halloween. We watched Halloween, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the way through this one, though. You didn't get through Thing or Halloween.
No. True.
Yeah. So.
Do you think people will be able to hear Johnny snoring?
I don't know. Yeah, our dog Johnny is snoring just off to the side as we're recording this. I don't think it'll pick it up, so. She snored through most of the movie as well. So. It was funny when the crate was ripping that one guy apart. I'm like, that's how Frankie reacts when she's trying to tear off my arm. I think that's what she sees in herself. Was
oh, yeah,
the blood,
absolutely.
The rivulets of blood pouring all over the guy, whatever.
Yes.
Fun fact, don't stick your hand in a crate unless you know what's in there. That's just good advice. Because he's like, I think I think those are emeralds. So he just stuck his hand in a dark crate. Like, why would you?
What's that movie with Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant? I think, where they're in Rome.
Charade.
Yeah, she's a princess.
Yes, well, she was like a princess in every movie, but Charade.
Because she really was a princess.
She really was a princess. Charade. Yeah.
But that, remember the fountain, and he tells her.
Oh no! That wasn't Cary Grant. You're thinking of Gregory Peck in.
Yes.
Oh shoot.
Roman Holiday,
yes. Yeah, you have to put your hand in the stone thing, and then it...
Never, ever put your hand in the place that you can't see.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, it worked out a lot better for Audrey Hepburn than it did for Mike the Janitor.
It certainly did, didn't it?
Unfortunately for him. So, well, anyway, that's it for Creepshow. Thank you so much for watching it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for showing it to me.
I choose to take that literally. Anything else you want to say about Creepshow before we sign off?
There's nothing I want to say about Creepshow.
Oh, I can't think of it. That's going to go on the Blu-ray. There's nothing else I need to say about Creepshow. Tracy Gall, turn it off with Tracy. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks so much for all the kind words. We get a lot of really good feedback. People love this show, Tracy. They want to hear you more, not me, you. So, you know... We could do this every week if you had the stomach for it, because people really love this show. So, and that's all about you. That's not me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's entire.
No.
Everybody, write in and tell us. It's all you. It is all you. I do a bunch of shows. They already know me. It's you they like hearing.
Pshaw.
No, that's not. She's shy, everybody. So, all right, well, that's Creepshow. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please keep those letters and comments coming. Suggest movies if you want. Maybe there's some other things out there. I have a couple things, again, on tap, but suggest some other movies. Who knows?
Suggest nice movies.
What horror movies are nice movies?
We saw something that was, you know, where people were a little more team-spirited, and what was it?
Team-spirited?
They were working together to solve the problem.
I don't know. Which one was that? I'll have to go back and look at the other episodes. I'm
not people, sure. People were nice to each other. They weren't... Well, like The Exorcist. The mom and the...
The priest.
And the priest
were working together. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, I'll try and think of other movies like that, though.
Like they were trying to solve a problem. They weren't at each other's throats.
Right. All right. Well, I'll try and think. That those are hard to find, but I have one idea right now that you said, so yeah. Maybe we can do that one at some point. So, okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up. That's Creepshow. I love it. I love this movie with all my heart, as I love you with all my heart.
And I love you. I slipped.
That moment of silence that you just heard once again is me editing out Tracy's nickname for me, because that will not be on the air ever.
And you know what the nickname is?
Yeah. I control the editing. How do you not understand this? Anyway, thanks everybody for listening.
Edit me off of Facebook.
Yeah. Thanks everybody. Thanks everybody for listening. We will see you later. And until then, remember, I love you all, and I love you.
I love you more.
Bye.
Bye.
Billy, you bitch!
Stop it! Stop it! Hurry up! Scream!
Scream all you want! I'll help you! Wake up!